What's going on, Cleveland Today listeners? It's David here from the Cleveland Today Show, and I just want to let you know that today's episode and today's secret word is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine, king of the superfruits. Mighty Muscadine offers a variety of products from their signature Muscadine grape juice to powerful dietary supplements. All of their products are made with 100% natural ingredients. No preservatives, no added sugars, just the pure, rich taste of Muscadine. If you're looking to boost your health, Mighty Muscadine has you covered. Visit their website today, that's mightymuscadine.com, to learn more about the incredible health benefits of Muscadines and discover your new favorite superfruit. And make sure you use our promo code, that's today, T-O-D-A-Y, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your first purchase. Not only are you saving money, but you're supporting our show as well. So thank you. Today's secret word is braggadocio. That's vain and empty boasting. Today's secret word contestant is Dr. Shaw. Today's secret word is disabuse. And today's secret word contestant is John Galantis.
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Oh, I'm Ryan Hill, by the way.
I'm John Galantis.
In case you didn't know that,
I'm Ryan Hill. Who? I was like, who am I talking to?
You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
Breathe,
introductions
man.
Are important.
Yeah, breathe, dude.
Introductions are important. Hi, I'm Ryan.
Nice to meet you. I'm Chester McMoist Muffin. You guys can help us keep the conversation moving forward by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family.
My.
Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify. Absolutely nothing less than 5 stars. We're going to leave a link in the description so you can do just that. And we are here today in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD. Thank you so much.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen,
you.
Who is a PhD in New Testament text
studio
criticism.
Audience. Thank you all.
Professor at Carolina University, author, pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shaw, welcome to the show.
It's good to be here.
It's going to be a
welcome.
Good day.
Happy Friday.
Happy
yes.
Friday. Happy
Thank
Friday,
Thank
one
Thank
and
you.
All.
The verse of the day today is coming to us from Matthew chapter 7, verses 28 and 29. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
I like that little dig there. He has authority. Not like the scribes.
Mm.
Would the scribes have considered themselves an authority?
Oh, yes, they were. Because and it was because common people did not know the law.
Mm-hmm.
They did not know all the fine print mm-hmm. of the law, the nuances. And so the scribes were the law interpreters, mm-hmm. or they would be the one who's like, okay, for that, yes, but what you can do is you can do this, this, and this, and then you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like they could, you know, tell their parents, what was that word? Something, I forgot, was it Raka? I can't remember now. Something they can say to their parents, but if they say this, then it will not.
It'll like negate this negate and you should that. Be all,
yeah.
you should be
yeah,
all
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
was,
so
did
when
you find
Jesus,
it, David?
Yeah, it was Corbin.
Corbin. If I say Corbin, Raka is, you fooled, right?
Mm-hmm.
Corbin is, well, it's like sacrifice. What is it?
I don't know, but they could
my
like
my researcher is not researching.
I just remembered it. That's the only reason I knew.
The
I'll look it up.
Researching.
They could disabuse these people from having to not know the law in its entirety.
Yeah, so they can.
Got you.
The scribe can kind of like help you finagle the system.
Mm, got you. Got you. There we go. Right there. Disabuse, ladies and gentlemen, means you can free someone from an erroneous belief.
Disabuse?
Disabuse,
when did you say
yeah.
that?
I said so they could disabuse people from not knowing the law in its entirety.
I completely.
So I get subterfuge and you get disabused.
I've never heard of disabuse
Oliferous?
Before.
Oliferous.
I request a new word distributor, please.
But I love that Jesus, he doesn't have to shore up his teaching. He doesn't have to make people believe.
Shore up.
You know, he doesn't have to like...
Now you just sound pretentious.
I just like it. Yeah, Jesus didn't have to convince people
right.
that he had authority. Like he spoke as the Word of God, He spoke the word of God.
That's right.
There you go.
That's
I like right. that.
That's good.
Thank
that's
you.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. I, nice. I stole it from that's a devotional. Right. Well, that was not from me. Well, but
originality is overrated.
Hey, Ryan.
Yes.
You know what time it is, don't you?
I will in a minute. There it is.
I think it's mail time. I want to hear you give it your all, my friend. Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail from Madeline G. in Rhode Island.
Oh.
What do you think the G stands for?
Grapefruit.
Madeline Grapefruit wants to know, hey, Dr. Shah, I've really enjoyed yes. your series. He say, yeah, yes, ma'am. I've really enjoyed your series on the Book of Judges. I've been listening and following online. I always neglected that part of the Old Testament, but it's amazing how closely what was happening with Israel back then is happening in America today.
Mm.
When you do your next series on the end times, could you work that into the radio show as well? I don't live in North Carolina, and I rely on the Clearview Today show primarily to follow your work. Blessings from Rhode Island, Madeline Grapefruit.
That's
wow.
so nice.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, we'll definitely be talking about the end time series, and it's going to, you know, we'll talk about it on two levels.
Mm-hmm.
One is going to be the text.
Mm-hmm.
What are the issues there that need to be brought up? You know, is there really an issue with the millennial kingdom,
mm-hmm.
or is there a rapture? Is there, you know, things like that.
Yep.
And on the other hand, we'll talk about, does anything apply to the present time, or do we see any foreshadows of what could be
mm-hmm.
in the end of times?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to kind of do both.
It's kind of funny because I remember when we first started doing when you started talking about, I think next year I want to do a prophecy series.
Right.
I remember you made the comment, like, if you do end times, people will show up.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned it once on the radio show, and now we got people yep. from Rhode Island.
Madeline's ears went, what?
It's like, hey, can I get in on that? I just want to.
This will not be your mom and pop prophecy series.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not going to be, hey, my favorite preacher
yeah.
or my radio preacher or this guy I've been following for years and he wrote. No, it's not going to be that.
Right.
We're going to get to the heart of it.
Yes, right.
We're going to talk, and I'm going to begin, go and give you a little preview. We're going to begin in Romans 9 through 11.
Mm.
We're not going to go to Revelation. It's not going to begin in Daniel.
We ain't jumping the gun and going straight
no,
to the.
Yeah. No. We're going to begin in Romans 9 through 11 because why? Because understanding the distinction between Israel and the church mm-hmm. is very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's no other passage in Scripture more important for that than Romans 9 through 11.
Amen. Very true. Very true.
And so you need to understand the layout of the book of Romans. You need to understand Paul's argument. You need to understand the context in which he said those words and why did he spend those three chapters? Of course, chapters and verses were not there, but why did he spend such a big amount of time
mm-hmm.
talking about his countrymen, his mm-hmm. his fellow, tribesmen. Why mm-hmm. is he talking about them so much?
Mm-hmm.
That will help us interpret those tough passages in Ezekiel and Malachi and Zechariah mm-hmm. and then Matthew 24 and then, of course, Daniel too, but then also the book of Revelation.
Do yeah. you think people want to just jump straight to the prophecy without getting context?
I think it's time they stop doing that.
Yeah.
yeah.
Because that's where we have inconsistent mm-hmm. understanding of prophecy, inconsistent understanding of eschatology.
Very true.
Because many times we follow a system that someone has created. I'm not saying the system is bad.
Right.
I think there are good points and weak points in many of these systems.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay to, listen to some of those preachers and there's some good points. But then their eschatology has some big holes.
Mm.
Or there are times where they just like you all do the word of the day
mm-hmm.
or the secret word mm-hmm. and how quickly you say it, move on.
yeah.
That's how people do some of those passages.
yep.
They say it so quickly and so
like, huh,
move past it.
And move past it. And then they go, and you're like, what?
Hooray.
What just happened?
Here's my book.
It should have been
book.
It should have been one of those.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to stop and listen to some of those things and slow down and pay attention to what the Old Testament prophets have said,
right.
what Jesus has said, and what Paul and Peter have said about the end times, and then really, and I know there are times we're going to go, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. But I hope that is few and far between.
Right, yeah. right. The series is starting in January. Do you think we'll hold off bring it into the radio show? Do you think we'll sort of like touch on it here and there?
No, we can be. We'll probably go simultaneous.
Okay,
yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, cool.
But it's not going to begin the very first Sunday because you know the very first Sunday we have some other things going on.
Right.
But it's going to be probably either the 12th or the 19th of January when we're going to begin this series on the end times.
So if you're in the area, make sure you're at Clearview Church for this end time series. If you're not in the area, it's going to be online. We'll talk about it on the radio show as well. But this is the series that you don't want
to
miss.
We're going to go to the heart of, I mean, I've already laid out all the things that I'm working on. I mean, can I show you all this?
Yeah, please.
Yes, please.
This is my reading. Oh, I can.
Oh, I was going to say, put it in your.
I'm not gonna put it up there because I don't want people to go and say, let me take a snapshot of that and start reading
it.
Not that I'm against that. It's just that I'm going to certain resources for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all can see it.
Sure.
There it is on the big screen.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Okay. So I'm going to be reading on prophecy and hermeneutics and Israel and the church. You see, those are my resources right there.
Right.
So I'm reading this book. See the first one right there. And then I'm reading an article from a book.
Right.
Then I'm reading some more books. So this is my list of books on prophecy and hermeneutics.
Wow.
It's not just jumping in and saying, okay, so what does that mean for the end of time? No, you cannot. There's a system of interpreting the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you flip-flop in and out of these systems, that's when you say, that's when the world tells us or other Christians say, hey, so you're going to interpret that passage this way here, but you're going to interpret this passage that way.
Right, right. And you get an inconsistent doctrine,
theology. Inconsistent system interpretive model.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with a plan. Now, context is different. Context is fine to, you know, say this is this context, that's context, genre is different. But when we start going in and out of hermeneutical systems, that's when we're very subjective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that passage, so I'm going to go symbolic there. I like this passage, so I'm going to go literal here.
That's awesome. I had this conversation literally with someone earlier this week, somebody who goes to church with us here, and we were both talking about, you know, your messages are always, they're hard hitting, they're relevant, they're encouraging. But one of the things that we appreciate the most is that we learn. We walk away having grown in our understanding of scripture and how to apply it to our lives, how to interpret the Bible, because you bring the mind of a scholar and the heart of a pastor, and you are the perfect combination of both of those things.
Thank you.
Thank you for the work that you put into it. And we get to see that here on the Clearview Today show. You get to benefit from that on the show as well.
That's right. And we got people writing in. Like you said, I think it's not just interest, but I think it's a deep desire to know the will of God.
Right.
It's not just like, I want to know how everything's going to end. I want to know how the world's going to end. I think we have written in our hearts this desire to know his plan, to know his will. And I think that's why we have to take it so seriously. Right. It's not just read it, preach it, and whatever it says, that's what it's going to be. But it's like, what does all this mean? It's not like any other book.
Right.
Yeah.
The Judges series was very helpful because I was able to unpack things there, like typology and the one story from Genesis to Revelation. The story is about the coming of Jesus Christ.
Right. That's right.
It's about him. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the plan of salvation is all there is to it. Okay. God is preparing the new heavens and the new earth for us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more happening there.
Right.
But the one story is the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ that opens the door for so much.
That's right.
So much in this life, so much in the life to come. New creation. So it's not like, hey, you're saved? Great, because that's what the Bible is about. No. So you're saved? Great. Let's start serving the Lord. Let's start serving in a way that we will enjoy eternity forever.
Yeah.
And what does that look like?
Right, right.
So this is not just end times as in how all hell's going to break loose one day. This is also about how heaven's going to be one day.
I love that.
Unfortunately, how hell is going to be one day.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And so that's also part of this series. So just know that this series that we're starting is not going to end in a year.
it's going to go on for like several years.
Good point.
Like the first time I did this series, it went on for, good grief, a year and 8 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And this one, I think, will probably go on for like good 4 years.
Man, wow. It means you got lots of content coming your way here on the Cleaview Today Show.
That's right. Yeah.
And I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to be like nonstop because that's going to get old. Mm-hmm. So time and again, I'm going to take a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if there's Easter going on, I'm going to take a break and talk about the crucifixion.
Right.
The prophecy of Jesus' death, the first coming, and then jump back into it. Christmas comes up. I'm going to stop and focus on Christmas.
Yeah.
And then jump back into the prophecy. So it's going to be not like nonstop.
But it will be a major focus of Clearview.
Yeah.
It'll be
for
like
the next 4 years, I would say.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's exciting for us and exciting for you as listeners to get to benefit from that on the Clearview Today show as well.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back with more Clearview Today. Hey, Clearview Today listeners. Every day we invite you to join us in these conversations and explore the never-ending truth of God's Word. And if you've been following the show for a while, if you feel like it's blessed you and you believe in the mission we're on, we invite you to partner with us through your financial support.
That's right. Your giving helps us keep the message of the gospel reaching more hearts and minds every day. And when you give for the gospel, that's not an act of generosity. That's an act of worship. It's a way to honor God and invest in his kingdom, knowing that every single dollar you give helps us share the hope of Jesus with a world in desperate need of him.
If God is pressing on your heart right now to give to the Clearview Today Show, you can visit our website, clearviewtodayshow.com, and press that little button that says Give Today. And we just want to say thank you for your support. May God continue to bless you as you partner with us in making our show as impactful as possible for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right. We appreciate every single one of you. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
Dr. Shah, during a break, I saw a headline that I was not expecting to see, but I think it actually points towards something good. The U.S. Supreme Court is dealing with a very critical case as we speak right now related to gender-affirming care for minors, particularly whether or not they should challenge this state-level law, especially one made by Tennessee, that restricts or bans access to gender-affirming health care. So basically, Tennessee has said, hey, we're not going to allow teenagers to have access to puberty blockers, hormone therapy, surgeries, if it has to do with teenagers in this gender care studies, whatever it is, we're going to restrict access to that. And so I didn't even realize this was happening, but they took it all the way to the Supreme Court. And as of like 15 minutes ago, the Supreme Court, I guess, put out a statement, or the Washington Post put out a statement saying that they ain't about that.
Yeah,
they're not going to interfere. No, not at all.
It is wild to me that there are places in our country where children, like let's call them what they are. They're not minors. They're children. They can have access to surgery that will permanently change their bodies, mm-hmm. and they do not have to have their parents' consent.
Well, this is significant because this is not only the first time that the Supreme Court has actually considered banning gender transition medical treatment for states, but it's also going to have implications for the other 23 states. There are 23 other states who have done. Tennessee is not the only one.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I could probably get a list of the other states who have done this. North Carolina's one, I think. So yeah, this will have pretty severe implications, but it seems like as of right now, the Supreme Court's not going to overturn that ban.
I would say it's about time.
Yes. Mm,
yeah.
All right. It's about time. Last year, we had Wesley Hunt, Republican from Texas, at a House Judiciary hearing. He said, it's time that we look to Sweden, mm-hmm. and France and Norway and UK because they are reversing course in this whole gender transitioning surgery for minors. These European countries are actually backpedaling.
Yeah, mm. yeah.
They're saying it's time. And you know how progressive Europe can be.
Yes, yes.
I mean, other places, they're not progressive. But when it comes to values, they're very progressive, mm-hmm. moving away from Christianity and those kind of things. So I think it's time for America to also wake up and go, if these countries are backpedaling, mm-hmm. it's for a reason. Because mm-hmm. their research is showing them doing this to minors.
That's true.
I mean, what do they know?
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their brains aren't even fully developed. How are they making these decisions? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You know, they are at that stage in life. I mean, how many teenagers you know? I mean, maybe we were one of those. We didn't like ourselves. You know, right. We didn't like the way we looked or the way we sounded or pimples on the mm-hmm. face. I mean, kids go through that. And at that time, to be bombarded with all this, like maybe you can be something else. Maybe you are someone else. Yeah. You hate yourself. That's okay. You can become something else and you'll be happier that way.
Yeah.
Filthy, demonic lies like this.
Yeah, it's devilish. It's devilish. I remember being a teenager, being really gangly, hating my body, and I never felt like I'm in the wrong body because no one was foolish enough to tell me that. But I remember hating it and being like, golly, why am I so gangly? Why am I my neck so thin? Why is my Adam's apple so huge? Why do I feel out of place?
Right.
And imagine if someone had come along with devilish intent like that and told me, you know, you might be a girl. You might really not be a man at all.
The reason that you feel out of place is because you're in the wrong body.
Yeah, imagine that. Like, imagine if someone be like, look, all that stuff you're feeling, it's true. You are wrong. You're bad. But you can change.
Yeah.
You can have surgery and you can have hormone blockers and you can have puberty blockers and you can change.
The very height of pride to tell God he made a mistake in creating you.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. It's bad. I'm glad to see the Supreme Court. I think it's also telling of the times that we're living in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we were talking about, go ahead.
I almost feel like Christians are afraid to acknowledge that things are changing for the better. Mm-hmm. Like it's like if we say it out loud, maybe it's not true. We don't want to recognize it because maybe it'll spook things and they'll go back to what we've been enduring, what we've been facing. But I think it is okay to look at this and say, wow, praise God, this is a step in the right direction.
Right. Of course. I remember when Roe v. Wade got overturned, Christians everywhere were celebrating that. They had no problem celebrating. But it seems like here with this transgender thing, it's odd. It's like Christians don't know. It's like they don't know when to stand up, even though they know to stand up for this thing over here. They won't stand up for this thing over here, even though they know that they're related. It's a really weird situation where you just don't know what people are thinking, especially the people who are supposed to be thinking the right things, godly ways.
Yeah. That's right.
Dr. Shaw, you said this before, but the tactic for since the dawn of time, since the Garden of Eden, has been the attack from the enemy is going after children, is going after families, is separating families, is preying on kids. And that's taken different forms throughout the ages. But the transgender movement, especially when it pushes kids toward gender affirming care, is an attack on our kids.
Absolutely. And our kids deserve to be protected.
Yes, absolutely.
And I even talk to parents who are Christians. You know, they talk about, well, I want my children to make their own decision. I want them to be the salt and light. No, that passage is meant for adults.
Right.
For believers who can discern between right and wrong.
Right.
Don't throw your children out into the world and say, now, I want you to be salt and light out there. It may work out for some. It doesn't always work out for all.
Right.
And so we need to make sure we protect them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sexual abuse, I believe, is probably more prevalent than anything else in the world.
Absolutely.
I'm not just talking about America, in the world. Mm-hmm. And gender affirming and all these kind of things. Like even recently, I was looking up over here. There was an NHS clinic in England that was shut down. They closed the main clinic, which offered gender affirming care for minors. I mean, this is good.
Yeah,
people are waking up, and it's time America also wake up.
Yes,
if Europe is rethinking this, maybe we need to as well.
Yes.
And so I am 100% in support of our Supreme Court saying, hey, we're not going to step into this one right now. And by the way, just want to put it out there. There are people who will say the whole thing with Europe, if we don't follow Europe, they're not an example. No. Common sense tells us better follow.
There was a study, and I'm glad you pulled it up because there was a study a while back that showed in those Scandinavian, which is not, you know, England and all that, but it's those Scandinavian countries. They put a lot of like egalitarian policies in place, and they actually found that the differences between men and women in the occupations were greater. Mm-hmm. It was the exact opposite of what everyone thought, that they don't sort themselves into the same categories because there's biological differences that can't be socially confined, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's why these European nations are starting to come back, because they're starting to realize this is not scientific at all.
Right.
It's the exact opposite of scientific.
I mean, once you see how it's demolishing their future, that's when you know, those folks up in Norway and Sweden and UK and all these places are going, maybe we should stop.
Perhaps this is not working the way that we thought it was going to.
Maybe this got out of hand. This was fun for a while, but now we're starting to
now
see.
Now we don't have a future left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's see. Let's back up Terry.
Yeah. Do you I gotta give you that one. Very good. I think I got all
back up Terry.
Back it up, Terry. Do you feel like Terry.
Oh Lord.
Come on, what you doing, Terry? Michelle, what do you see happen? Do you think that this is ever going to go away? Do you think we'll live with this sexual agenda for the rest of our lives, even if it's in a crippled state? Or do you think we'll eventually, as America, we'll move on from this?
No. It's always gonna be there. Mm. This never goes away. In fact, in our Judges series, we're coming to that passage in chapter 19 and 20 where it mm-hmm. talks about just this. Not necessarily gender transitioning
sure.
or even about children, but it is about something which is terrible. Mm-hmm. And it happened among God's people. They were acting like the Canaanites.
Wow.
And it's horrible. And it's there to remind us that these things will never go away.
Yeah.
True.
They're very here true. To stay. So we have to stay vigilant. We have to be gracious and mm-hmm. kind and mm-hmm. all of that, but we can still stand up for kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Whether born or unborn.
Yes.
Right? We have to stand up for children.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Historically, the church has done that. And we it's high time we as believers in today's day and age continue that mantle of standing up for those who can't stand up for themselves.
And good on the states that are doing that. Good on the states that are banning these devilish procedures. And good on the Supreme Court for not intervening and not turning them over.
Yes.
I don't know that they've put out I saw something where it said they probably won't put something out till June. They usually wait till like the summer, but as it looks right now, it looks looking good.
It's encouraging.
There you go.
Make sure you guys join us tomorrow, same time, same station. We're going to be diving into another great topic right here on the Clearview Today Show. Thanks again to Mighty Muscadine for sponsoring today's episode. And don't forget, you can support us by subscribing to the show on iTunes. It's a great resource if you want to re-listen or share those episodes with a friend. You can always support us financially at clearviewtodayshow.com. John, I have something I want to plug.
Yeah, go for it.
Is that okay?
You know what? No.
Oh.
No, go for it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, with today being the last day that when the show airs, today's the last day that you can get your tickets for A Christmas Carol.
Oh, yes.
Here, if you're local, if you're nearby to Henderson or Clearview Church, we would love to see you at our Christmas play this weekend, A Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on Saturday and Sunday night, the 7th and the 8th. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7. Dr. Shah's got a foreword as part of the show where he talks about Charles Dickens. And there's a video, there's some footage there of you at Charles Dickens' place.
That's right.
Charles
Dickens' house.
Walked right through his home.
Wow.
Toured the whole home. And I turn around and I talk to the camera. Mm-hmm. Then also outside his home. I mean, and much hasn't changed there. That's one of the things that you'll find in England.
Right.
Which is they keep a lot of those, historical sites as authentic as possible.
Yeah. For people who are non-local that want to see that footage, do you think we'll put it online after the show?
We may, cool. But come to the show.
That's right. You got to come to the show. If you're local, you got to come to the show to see it.
You need to come to the show. If you have any questions on how to get tickets, let us know, 252-582-5028. We're also, as part of the show, doing a canned food drive for Axe, a local soup kitchen and food pantry that helps those in need, something that Scrooge is hopefully going to learn how to do.
Yeah, he's going to learn how to treat his fellow man. He's going to learn how to feed his fellow man. The prize, what is it, the prize turkey in the window?
Uh-huh. The big one.
The one that's big as me.
Yes.
Yeah. The roast beast itself.
Yeah.
All right, couple of things before we go. Number one, the prayer vigil, our 24-hour prayer vigil. We're going live from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on January 3rd. You can call in that number, 252-582-5028. We'll pray with you on air. We'll be praying with you guys. Also, you can check out Dr. Shah and Nicole's book, 30 Days of Praying for America, Daily Devotions to Heal Our Nation. That's on Amazon. And our debut album, Heaven Here and Now, is on Spotify, iTunes, and anywhere digital music is sold.
Lots of amazing content coming to you. If you have any questions about that, let us know, 252-582-5028. Make sure you guys join us next week, bright and early Monday morning. We love you guys. We'll see you Monday on Clearview Today.